Chapter 3, Part 1. Once the overwhelming guilt of not going to Earth made blood feel like mud, Bones became anxious with the final decision to return to Earth. The people had to be stopped from returning to the very vices that polluted the mind and soul in the early years. Even at this moment, tobacco barns are being raised in secret to grow leaves for the production of cigarettes. Bottles of every kind ran down an assembly line to later be filled with water or other single-use drinks. Hayden was not alone. A little mess became the symbol of a ward for those remaining on the pristine planet. Gold star stickers along with glitter once again found refuge in the ocean. The first fish in over 1,000 years died from eating trash left behind by a candy bar. As a whole, the blue sphere looked healthy, but in the veins of the matter, the flu had already started attacking the healthy blood cells. It was only a matter of time before carbon would be reborn into its former monster. Being selfless in this selfish renaissance was not going to be easy, but almost impossible. Out of those left on Earth, who would be old enough to remember what our stuff once did to the environment? Why would people change their ways amongst everything looking so great? Who would be able to set aside leisure in trade for long days of painful work? Was this saving of the Earth not worth this generation giving up on perceived utopianism? Time lingered by the constraints of this mission, weighing heavily out on doubt and defeat. In observance to the silence, Quartz appeared, with a cool wind flowing around arrival. This is going to be a challenge for sure, but if you don't go, the challenges will only grow to outnumber the odds. There's a time limit to this conversation that will expire faster than an Earthling growing up. At least try to help instead of moping around about what has not already won you over. Challenge the cause on the even emotional battlefield, not one where you start at the bottom of the hill, sweating in tears. Stand up for utopian Earth that is already in place, but just needs a little redirection. Hayden will listen to you if you arrive a winner, not the slob or pushover you were last time. Sharing a glance for a moment long enough to produce 1,000 more plastic parts slipping past the very 2 thieves. Quartz stretching out long, decorative arms, clears his imaginary throat and leans into a few more words. Another reason you have to go soon is that if you don't, a company out of the last war will start producing guns for recreational target use. If and when they do, there will be no stopping another age of sludge. Power over others will slip back into fashion as well. The 1% will take what they wish, and everyone else will go back to working for a set wage. It will all start when one Bergener brother accidentally shoots the other in the yard when they are fighting over the last cigarette. In turn, the brother that was shot would go on to live, but later kill his brother to gain control of the company. Armies are sooner born, and from there, we're all back to daydreaming about living on Mars. Earth's shipping yard will grow 10 times the size it is now, and everyone who's already here will be erased to make room. Including you, your great-grandchild, and great-great-grandchild. Unfortunately, those two took after you and all matters of living green. Stand up, echoed the long, absent voice. Quartz, a little weary, replied, it's time to stand up and get going, or the moment to send you back will be too late and you'll never have enough time. All of that aside, there was still a soccer team that needed to breathe fresh air the way it was intended for the lungs. You might be the support Earth Shipping Yard needs for there to be a tomorrow of planting a seed where it is dropped. End of Chapter 3, Part 1.